The show you're about to listen to is very old and comes with a warning. When we recorded these shows over a decade ago, the world was a different place and we were little more than children. As a result of this, you might hear a few things that by today's standards we'd judge to be inappropriate or offensive. Please don't be offended. In the years that have passed since recording these shows, we've all grown up to be wonderful, loving, liberal, free-thinking, open-minded individuals. If the us from over a decade ago say something to upset the you of today, please understand that we're as disgusted with ourselves as you are. But isn't this what life is all about? Learning and growing? We all said and did things in our younger days that make us cringe when we think about them. We just recorded it and put it out on the internet. With all that in mind, I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and there's just one more thing. Don't email the show or try to enter competitions. We don't have that email anymore, and all the competitions are over. We do have a Facebook group where you're very welcome to discuss any aspects of the podcast. Please visit simplysyndicated.com for more information.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
Hello and welcome to episode number 22 of Make It So, Star Trek podcast from Simply Syndicated. I'm Richard Smith.
I'm Mike Dawson.
And this week we're going to be discussing, I've lost it now, where are they now? Where are the actors that were in Star Trek? What's happened to their careers? Are they dead? Some of them are. That's quite sad now I've said it out loud.
Yeah.
This, of course, comes from an email from Ken in North Carolina.
Ken in North Carolina.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you very much, Ken.
I bet North Carolina is actually quite cold right now. It's snowing near my house.
Yeah.
And North Carolina has always struck me as one of the cold states. Maybe I'm thinking of New England.
Maybe.
Which is probably nowhere near.
North Dakota?
Or maybe next door now.
I don't know.
We're talking about American state geography,
yeah,
and we're hazy at best.
Not necessarily the best things, no.
So.
I know California's on the West Coast.
It certainly is.
That's about it. I think California is the West Coast, isn't it?
No.
Pretty much.
No.
Washington at the top, California, and a little bit of that other one at the bottom. Yeah.
New Mexico, or is that's too far?
They're all big on that side, and they're all little on the other side. They're all little on the East Coast, and they're all big on the West Coast.
There's reasons for that, I believe.
There is.
That's probably to do with the development of the country.
Yeah.
This is not Star Trek.
No.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
So, where are they now? Should we start at the beginning again, as we do, and move right along? So, really, we've got our original crew, Kirk, Spock, McCoy. McCoy's dead now.
Yep.
Died a few years ago.
DeForest Kelly.
Was an actor in quite a few things, Gunfight at the OK Corral, to name one.
Can't say I've seen anything other than Star Trek, to be
Not
perfectly
since
honest.
Not since then, no. He may well have done. Maybe IMDb would be good for this, but...
Possibly.
Then that would be thinking ahead, but I'd never seen him in anything, so...
No.
You know, Leonard Nimoy, of course...
Went on to direct.
Directed several Star Trek films, for better or for worse.
For better and for worse.
I still like the whales.
I still like the Genesis planet.
It's good, isn't it?
He's a bit of a by-the-numbers director, but he, you know...
He gets the job done.
He gets the job done.
And I think that's maybe something that people who direct after being in Star Trek sort of do, because Jonathan Frakes is very much by the numbers.
Yeah. Two Takes Frakes is his nickname.
Two Takes Frakes.
Because he gets everything done in two takes.
Everything. No matter how good it is.
Yeah.
Amazing he's got away with it so far, don't you think?
Yeah. I think that explains partly Insurrection and Thunderbirds.
I've never sat down to watch Thunderbirds.
I haven't either. I'm just slagging off about seeing it, which is really bad. I shouldn't do that. But you do all the time, so it's fine.
It has busted, did the soundtrack, so of course it's shit.
I saw the trailer.
Of course it's shit.
Yeah.
What do you... Of course it is.
Huh.
Nimoy, of course, had quite a successful singing career of sorts.
Yeah, and photography.
Photography, I had no idea.
Yeah, he gets slagged off by William Shatner a lot in some interviews about that, because he basically went on to do photography of naked women in black and white pretentious poses. And
well, if you're going to do photography.
Well, this is it. William Shatner was just like, you know, why was I wasting my time with TJ Hooker? I could have been photographing naked women and... by myself. That would have been a much better way to spend the 80s.
Exactly.
But, as far as they go.
I bet some of Leonard Nimoy's songs are available somewhere on the internet. I bet if you look in the right places, you could probably find them.
Leonard Nimoy is the only, is another one of those, another one like DeForest Kelly, who I've never seen in anything else other than Star Trek or Star Trek related appearances, i.e. his appearance
like
in
The
Simpsons.
Yeah. He was in an episode of The Outer Limits.
Mm-hmm. Not the new one or the old
no,
one?
No, the new one.
The new one.
Yeah.
So
it
the new
really
one,
wasn't
it was
very
like,
good.
No.
No, it wasn't really very good at all. That was a series that started with a great deal of promise, because if you remember, they had the pilot with Beau Bridges and Lloyd Bridges and their youngest generation as well, where the guy who worked at NASA stole some eggs that were found on Mars and grew them into these little beasties that eventually ate you and took over and shit like that.
I saw one with Ensign Rowe once.
Really?
That was quite a good one. That was quite a clever one, because it... I suppose the advantage with The Outer Limits and with The Twilight Zone is because every episode was literally self-contained, as in the characters would never go on to anything else, they could actually get the science right. And it was like a time travel one where she was going back in time and changing... Oh, no, someone was going back in time and changing the past, but every time they did it, they would instantly get another set of memories for the alternative timeline. So this person was, so someone was going back and she was changing the past for the greater good. But every time she did it, her life changed as well. But she retained the memories from the previous life as well as the alternative life, and which basically started to kill her because she had too many memories.
You are.
And that's quite a good.
Whoa.
It's quite a good idea. It was quite a good little Outer Limits episode.
Yeah, they did have a couple.
There was a couple. It all depended on the writer, I found, with the Outer Limits.
Fair enough. And they always start with that really crap intro. We control the horizontal, we control the vertical.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, no, you fucking don't.
No.
Fuck off.
So Leonard Nimoy, what else have been? I couldn't name you anything else. He directed Three Men and a Little Lady, didn't he?
Oh, of course.
Three Men and a Baby, sorry. More specifically.
Not the sequel, no. Which was not as good.
No.
I've got that first movie on DVD, you know.
Yeah. The second one is not very good for Brits because it just downright slags us off the whole way.
Oh, yeah. We're all squiffy bastards.
Live in the field and there's lots of sheep, yes. And drink tea. And you have to drink tea properly, mind you. And Steve Guttenberg driving around going, I hate England. I hate England. And we're kind of like, yeah.
Well, we hate you, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. You were in Police Academy. Shut the fuck up.
Police Academy wasn't that bad.
Police Academy 4. He was in that one as well.
Yeah, the first one was good. The
first
others
one was
just
good,
tailed
yeah.
off into yeah. a mass of shit. And
it's the one with Sharon Stone.
Do you know they're remaking the first one?
Why would they just let it die?
No. It gets better, Mike.
Okay.
They're not just remaking the first one.
They're not remaking it with the original cast.
They're remaking it with the original cast.
Oh, my God.
Why in hell is there ever a reason to do that? Remake a film with the same people in.
There isn't a reason to do
There's
that.
There's no reason,
There's
is
no
there?
Reason to do that.
No. All you're going to do, at best, is tune up special effects and update popular culture references.
Hmm.
And that's it. It's going to be the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
But we digress.
We digress.
William Shatner. Of course, now. He's done well. He's done well.
He has done well in a kind of David Hasselhoff way.
Okay, go on.
In that he is one of these figures, like David Hasselhoff, I think it's the Dodgeball crew, basically. Chuck Norris, David Hasselhoff, and William Shatner, I think, all appear in Dodgeball, don't they? At some point or another.
Yes, I think they do, actually.
And they all are in there ripping the piss out of their own public personas.
Yes.
And that's where it's those three in particular, and Steven Seagal to a lesser extent, and you know, and people like that. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now doing it a little bit as well. But
what else is he going to do?
What else are you going to do? Rural California.
Rural California.
Rural California.
Rural
yeah.
your California.
Well, it was the other day when you meet Tony Blair and you accidentally call him Lord Protector and you realise, oh no, that was Oliver Cromwell. Sorry, but you're pretty similar. Anyway. Digressing again. He's been able to make a career out of taking the piss out of himself.
And he's William Shatner and whatever.
As was pointed out in the email, I might add.
That's true. He went on and played TJ Hooker.
Yes.
Which was as believable in that Captain Kirk was now being a policeman. He'd left Starfleet and he decided to be a policeman in America.
Mm.
Because, like you say, William Shatner's William Shatner. He's never playing a role. He's being William Shatner.
I've never watched Boston Public.
Boston, isn't it Boston Legal?
No.
Boston Public sounds weird. It's Boston Legal.
Maybe it's Boston Legal.
It is, because it's about a legal firm.
Yeah.
It's Boston Legal.
Is it?
And I've never watched it, and I so want to, because everybody tells me it's good.
Yeah.
It's got William Shatner and James Spader in.
Yeah.
James Spader's always good.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a weird scene where he's masturbating.
It's got Odo and Quark in it as well.
He usually is. Mm. Odo and Quark are in it.
Mm.
I need to see that.
I need
that
to
program,
see that, yeah.
But I just can't get around to it. It's on UK TV Living, yeah. And you don't watch that. Nobody watches UK TV Living.
Hmm.
When you're skipping past it on the channel guide, you never read what's on it because you assume nothing.
I really need to get Sky TV. No, I don't.
Freeview, man. Telling you.
Yeah.
Fucking Freeview. Unless you're going HD, and then there's really no other choice.
Nah.
But there's nothing on yet, so.
There is nothing on. So, yeah, but Bill Shatner. Oh,
it was TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker. Well, what I was going to say was, I think I mentioned to you the other day when I watched the Police Squad episode that he was in.
Right.
And he's the guest spot at the beginning, and the guest star gets murdered at the beginning of the Police Squad episode. And he's got Star Trek 2 / Star Trek 3 hair. And it's very specific, like Bill Shatner time of like 81 to 84, when he's got a very specific look about him, and that's TJ Hooker time as well.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, TJ Hooker is Captain Kirk from Star Trek 2, Star Trek 3.
Wasn't TJ Hooker 78 to 81 or something like that? That's, 2 seasons it ran for.
I only know
this because it was referenced in an episode of Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah, right.
The one where they're watching Star Trek.
It's a brilliant episode. It is 80, so it's about that time. It's between Star Trek 1, 2, and 3 sort of kind of era.
What did he do? He's done Boston Legal. Am I right in thinking he was in Babylon 5?
No, you're completely wrong.
What else has he been in? He wrote the Tech War series. Oh, he was in Tech War.
He was in Tech War.
Nobody saw that.
No.
I'd not seen a single episode, nor had the opportunity to on British television.
I considered buying it on VHS when I was very young, but didn't.
I'd watch it out of absence of Star Trek or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like Gene Roddenberry's Earth 2 or something like that. Or
no, I could never bring myself to watch that.
Me neither.
I stopped taking these from the mind of Gene Roddenberry things.
Andromeda, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Andromeda with Hercules in it. And you just thought, no, fuck off now.
No, Lucy Lawless is turning up in Battlestar Galactica is slightly more credible. But how, I don't know how Lucy Lawless has managed to pull some credibility out after Xena, I don't know.
Because everyone thought she was fit.
Yeah, but she wasn't in Xena. She is now, but she wasn't in Xena, which is weird.
I didn't watch enough of it to form an opinion.
No.
I didn't watch any of it, in fact. I just was bothered
by the Channel
5
on a Sunday, occasionally you'd click onto it accidentally, you know, so the dog stands on the remote, and then you just can't be bothered to go to the other side of the room and chase. You've got that to look forward to.
No, my dog eats the remote.
Yeah, but not in a few years, he'll step on the remote and change the channel while you're midway watching something.
He also eats Xbox controllers and Allison's hair and the tissue paper that you're wiping up the piss that he's just done with.
Tried to eat my chin last time I saw him.
Yes, he does that.
We digress again. So Bill Shatner, not a lot really. I mean, then he disappeared. He did the Star Trek movies, and then he disappeared.
I get the feeling we're missing something glaring from his career.
Books.
And I don't. Well, there were lots of books. He was in a celebrity racing series that was shown on Sky One not long ago that looked pretty cool. Because he's an old man now, to be fair.
But he turns up in adverts, the old brand adverts.
He's been in a few films, mostly related to Star Trek.
Yeah,
was that one that I got with the guy from Will and Grace in it? And they're Star Trek. They're pretty much people
fanboys.
Like, you watch it thinking that's so us. That's so us.
Is it?
Because they're fanboys, but they're...
It's all Star Wars, isn't it? They want to go see episode one.
No, it's the Star Trek thing. It's called Free Enterprise.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's in that. And he's really good in that. And at the end, he raps. And it's, you have to see it, really.
I'm squinting for the benefit of people at home.
It's an experience.
Have you heard his music?
Yes. Oh, his music. Oh,
his
my
music.
God. I'm going to... Oh. I would like to buy, if anyone knows...
His version of Common People is brilliant.
I've got some more recent stuff.
Yeah, he did a new album. It's got him doing a cover of Common People.
Really?
Which is hilarious. And a song which is very, very uplifting and life-affirming called You're Gonna Die, in which he proceeds to tell everyone that you're gonna die throughout the whole of the song, in like that basically, and saying, you know, well, you'll get to the end and you'll wish that you'd done more with your life because you're gonna die.
When William Shatner sings Rocket Man, yeah, my heart melts.
It's the tambourine man.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Will someone explain that song to me, please?
It's based on a child's collage.
Is that the true meaning of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Yeah, the whole drug thing is bullshit. It's not really about LSD.
Right.
It's about the fact that John Lennon's son, I believe it was Julian, did a collage with all these things on that are in the song. Because he'd just been sticking on bits of stuff from around the house on paper, and he said it was called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
That's boring.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
I find the answer that it's about drugs far more boring, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked the answer.
It's like, it's about drugs, Beatles, they were on drugs. No, it's a much more fun story if it was his son and he did a collage.
Yeah.
All that sort of thing. I like that much. It's much nicer. Family, warmer.
John and Yoko tripping out.
What did Sulu and Chekhov do?
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Well,
Chekhov is in Babylon 5.
Babylon 5. Sulu, fuck all.
No, Sulu appeared in Voyager. That's it. I'd never see it. And other things as Sulu.
Young Korean boys.
Would they?
No. Sorry.
No. No, Richard.
I'm sorry. But sorry, Mr. Koenig.
Yeah. But Chekhov managed to... Walter Koenig, or whatever his name is.
Oh, I'm apologising to the wrong person. Yeah, what's his
George
name?
Takei.
George Takei. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Chekhov managed to appear in Babylon 5, and it's Bester, who is a far more developed character than Chekhov ever was.
Really?
And I remember reading an interview of him just saying, like, the attention to detail in terms... Obviously, he was comparing a 90s television show for a 60s television show, so there's a big difference, but just talking about the attention to detail to Bester's character was extraordinary compared to what he had to do with Chekhov.
Chekhov was so two-dimensional. He was there to fill space.
Yeah.
Really. As was Uhura on occasion. She was a political statement. She was... I might be upsetting quite a few people saying that, so I'm going to shut up, actually. And her career, I'm told, she actually rivaled the level of sort of Diana Ross with a singing career post-Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah. She was huge, Nichelle Nichols. Absolutely massive, like, R&B soul singer.
Did not know that.
No. Which I'm surprised about, because you would think...
I'm not, she's a lousy actress.
You know, so if she was as big as Diana Ross, why didn't I hear of that?
Mm.
Why didn't she have a famous song that's still being played? But oh well.
No, I'm a bit fuzzy on who Diana Ross is, to be honest. So
you don't know Diana Ross?
Don't tend to listen to that kind of music.
Motown.
I've heard of her. I couldn't name you one of her songs.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't wish to sound mocking. That's actually not fair, because things are only straightforward if you know them, aren't they? It's like making fun of the guy for not knowing the answer on Millionaire, because you know it, but he doesn't. If he doesn't know it, what can you do?
Yeah.
Unless he goes out on like 100 quid, then he's a daft cunt. He shouldn't have got on there in the first place. You go out on £100, you've wasted somebody's go.
So, Star Trek The Next Generation, then. We're skipping onwards.
Okay.
Have we done everyone? James Doohan?
He was blasted into space because people like to think he was actually Scottish. They put up a statue of him in Edinburgh, didn't they? Or Glasgow or somewhere like
Did
that.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
The American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't even put up like James Doohan statue. They put up James Montgomery Scott statue.
I like the fact with the Star Trek's original series names, the Russian character and the Scottish character are called Scotty and Chekhov. It's a wonder that Sulu isn't called a Kurosawa. You know, maybe it was a bit too long for people to pronounce.
Well, what's his first name? Hikaru.
Yeah, Hikari. Hikaru Sulu, yeah.
It's nearly there.
Chekhov, the Russian. Oh, Russian. Who? What can we call him? Chekhov.
Dmitry Chekhov.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not really his name, though. I can't. Pavel Chekhov. That's
Chekhov.
Worse.
Yeah.
That's worse than what I just said.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, dear. Right, next gen.
Next gen.
Spinner. Spiner. I never figured that out. No, and you can't email me and tell me, because you'll just write how it's written on the end credits, and I've read that.
You can phonetically do it, can't you?
Is it?
If it's Spiner, then it's... Yeah, you can phonetically write
I'm sure someone will phone in an MP3.
I've always said it's Spiner, I think. I think it changes Spiner. Every time I say it, I think, actually.
Yeah, but anyway...
He was in an episode of Cheers.
Was he really?
Yes, he was someone's boyfriend who was a bit of obnoxious, and Frasier didn't like him very much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the only other thing I've seen him in, other than Independence Day.
He was in Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Oh, yes, of course he was.
Name as many mammals as you can in 30 seconds.
Phenomenon.
Blah, 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 for 30 seconds. Yeah, I hated that film. Mm. And Threshold.
I never saw Threshold.
You were the lucky one.
You used to love that, though. You used to go on about that.
Well, it ran for a season, and it actually wasn't bad. In for lack of all of the science fiction on television at the time, maybe Battlestar was going on, but I wasn't really aware of it at the time.
Mm.
It was all right, and he was really good in it. And as long as he was good in it, I was happy.
Right.
And the rest of it was very questionable, to say the least. And that's probably why it didn't last more than a season.
Right.
But it was frustrating in the fact that it sort of ended on a cliffhanger, and we'll never know. Nobody will ever know what happens.
Shame.
You know, in fact, they stopped showing it on American TV like 4 episodes before the end of the bloody season.
They do that. That's really weird.
They just took it off.
They just take it off.
Luckily, they showed the last 4 on Sky, so I at least got to see the whole series.
There was I remember there was one over here. It was called Jake 2.0 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was on Sky. That got cancelled like mid-season, and like Sky obviously showed
for a while
episodes, and
for a while Sky One was basically a guide to what's just being cancelled on American television.
It was, wasn't it?
And all of those things were all on at the same time, and it's like the new hit series from America, Jake 2.0. And I'm thinking, what?
Anyone with the internet knows this got cancelled.
I think not.
Yeah, I'm going to invest 20 hours of my time into a program that's not going to be here next year. No.
Waste of time. But Brent went on to release a couple of albums, I believe.
Did he?
Old Yellow Eyes is back. Of like Sinatra-based sort of swing big band hits. Hence him singing at the beginning of Nemesis.
Early Berlin. Yeah.
All that sort of stuff, yes. Mm. There's actually a track on it where he sings with LeVar Burton, Commander Riker, and Jean-Luc Picard.
Fantastic.
Really. When Jean-Luc Picard was on Desert Island Discs on Radio 4 Money, he picked that track as one of his songs to take to the island with him. I'm, of course, referring to Patrick Stewart.
Mm.
But to me, it's Jean-Luc Picard.
When Captain Picard was on Radio 4.
Yes.
If
I can accept T.J. Hooker as when Captain Kirk decided to be a policeman.
Yeah.
And it is so that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Patrick Stewart, of course. He's been everywhere.
Who was in Dune, so many BBC Shakespearean dramas.
I, Claudius. Camelot.
Loads of things.
He was in both series of Extras.
LA Story.
It's too late, I've seen everything.
Yeah. He was in the second series as well.
Yes, I believe.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, was he? Or was he? No, he wasn't now. I've thought about it.
Made that up.
Yeah.
Extras he was good in.
I'm not making it up, I'm being wrong.
Right, okay.
That's far fairer to me.
Far fairer to you.
Yes.
He was in X-Men, obviously.
Of course, he's the other old man in film now, isn't he? It's him and Ian McKellen play old men.
Old British men, yeah.
Which is, you could put either one in any role that any of them have played.
Like I say, in X-Men, if you get a scene with the two of them and close your eyes, you can't tell which one's which.
Really?
They have exactly the same voice. Ian McKellen is slightly gruffer.
Yes.
But that's about it. They pronounce everything exactly the same.
Patrick Stewart could have been Gandalf.
Yep.
Quite happily. That would have worked.
Yeah, not as well, I don't think.
No, it's because...
Can you imagine Ian McKellen playing Jean-Luc Picard?
No, I can't. Now you've said that, I can't imagine that. He's not tall enough.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Is taller than Patrick Stewart.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's too tall.
that's the problem, yeah. He's too tall.
He's too tall.
He'd have been over Riker.
Too much hair.
Yeah.
He should have been over Riker.
Yeah, but I mean, no, but Riker and Picard are always about the same height in your head. Riker's always a little bit taller. If Picard was suddenly a little bit taller than Riker, it would just look wrong.
Fair enough.
You know.
Picard, Riker needed
to be that tall. If Picard just looked like Ian McKellen, it would be wrong.
Fair enough.
Just generally.
Fair enough.
It'd be interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I wouldn't mind seeing Ian McKellen in a Starfleet uniform. That'd be interesting.
If you write him a letter.
In a Star Trek film.
Ian. Send him an email. Dear
Mr. McKellen, I would like to see you in Star Trek.
In a Star Trek uniform.
In a Star Trek uniform.
Send him a Star Trek uniform.
Send me a picture.
Look on the internet, find how tall he is, send him an appropriately sized Star Trek uniform, yeah, and say, could you please take a picture of yourself wearing this and send it back to me. Here's a stamped addressed envelope. Please.
I've already sent you the costume.
You know, please just put this on. There's no fucking way that man would put that on. If you got that in the post... If you just got a parcel containing a uniform and a note from a fan saying, could you take a picture of yourself wearing this and post it back? Would you do that, Mike?
I'd arrange it in the box to look like Picard's uniform as it comes out of the Borg tray in Best of Both Worlds as well.
Oh, God, Star Trek humour. Yeah. It kills me. It kills me.
Yeah, it kills me every time. We shouldn't have girlfriends. We really shouldn't.
No, mine likes Star Trek.
Yeah, mine doesn't.
She was on the show. That went down very well, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
She's good. She's loves Deep Space Nine Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
As I was telling you earlier, we're on to 3 now, and shit, man, it's good.
Mm. Apart from really the frustrating good end of The Search.
Yes. Mm. But we're getting past it.
Getting
it was nice
that.
To get back to a lighter-hearted Quark episode.
Yeah.
That was a nice third episode of season 3, I thought. Am I right?
Wait till you get to the Dyer's cast.
Is Worf season 4?
Yes.
Thought so. I might have to take that one with me if that's all right, because we're getting through them at a rate of knots now.
Yeah.
It's silly. We generally watch 4 in a go.
Jesus.
Yeah. Unless we've got more time to kill, then we'll watch. The most we've watched, I think, is 9 in a day since they've arrived.
Right.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's fun. So, Jonathan Frakes, Two Takes Frakes. Of course, he's directed several fairly low-key, low-budget, unsuccessful movies.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if they were unsuccessful. They probably made their money back. Most films seem to nowadays.
First Contact and Insurrection and Thunderbirds. That's it, isn't it?
Clockstoppers.
Did he do that as well?
Yes, he did.
Ah.
I don't know how good any of those were. I've not seen any of them. Only Star Trek efforts.
Yeah.
I saw him in a mini-series on Sky One once, and I don't know what it was, and I didn't actually watch the mini-series. I just was flicking on, and there was Commander Riker in a hat, which was very strange, but I don't know what that was. He's not really acted. Oh, he did this, Believe It or Not factual series that sort of they play on Bravo at 11 o'clock at night because there's really nothing else on.
Right.
Anyone who's watching that channel at that time is either pissed or stoned or both. And it was like, here's a weird story. Was it true or not? Fuck off, Riker. I don't have time for your games.
Yes.
My evening is complicated enough without you vexing me over such things.
Gates McFadden. No, I've seen her in something else.
She choreographed most of the dance sequences in the Jim Henson hit movie Labyrinth.
I did not know that.
Ah, you know now. And was only credited with special thanks.
Really?
Yes. She is actually quite a talented dancer and choreographer.
I had heard that because of the scene in Data's Day, isn't it, where she teaches him how to tap dance. The bit that I remember, I've seen it in a film that the British title, I believe, was called Taking Care of Business, and the American title was something different. It's got James Belushi and the dude out of Beethoven.
Charles Grodin.
That's the one.
What happened to Charles Grodin?
I don't know. But she's in that, and she plays an absolute bitch in that film, and that was always that was quite interesting to watch.
I've seen Beverly Crusher
being a bit of a cow.
Really?
Yeah. Also features a foxy blonde chick. I can't remember what her name was.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
There's so many of them out there.
You should buy that film. Oh, Filofax, that's what it was called.
Filofax, yes, I've sort of seen that title. Film. That was doing the rounds on Sky Movies Plus when we first got Sky, I think. Before we had that, and we wished we did, and we just watched the Movie Channel previews all the morning before we went to school.
But where is she now?
I don't know what she's doing now. I think she's probably choreographing or choreographing or whatever.
Marina Sirtis.
She was in that shit TV movie I saw about the computer virus that was killing people.
She was in Crash, apparently, as well.
I've seen Crash. I don't remember her in it.
That's what Tristan said. I don't know.
That doesn't mean to say she's not in it. Mm. It's probably more a commentary on the movie Crash and the numbness it caused throughout the cerebral cortex of my brain.
Right. Still haven't watched it. It's been on the shelf for over a month.
Bad to hate black people, Mike.
I know it's bad to hate black people.
Then you don't need to watch Crash.
Right, okay.
I've just summed it up. Wesley Crusher, he's doing all right now. Big on the internet. Bigger than us on the internet.
Yeah.
Cunt.
LeVar Burton went on to direct many episodes of Star Trek Voyager and Deep Space Nine.
Don't know what he's doing now.
No, probably didn't directing episodes of Enterprise as well. Did that for a while.
I
probably directing
did.
Some other mediocre science fiction or something. I don't know.
I've not seen his name on anything. We should really have looked all these people up.
We could have done, but we just didn't. Who else is there in Next Gen? Michael Dorn.
Well, he, of course, went on to
DS9,
but I've not seen him in anything since.
No, he did a lot of the voices for the Batman cartoons.
Yes, he did, in Gargoyles, the Disney cartoon. Mm. In fact, that also had Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis in it.
Ah.
Which was why I attempted to watch that program for one or two episodes. It was quite poor.
Right.
Well, it actually just
You watch so much
me.
More TV than me.
You don't have a TV in here, do you?
No.
I love TV.
I hate it.
But I don't watch any of it on TV anymore.
No, I don't either.
That's why we every time we put the Skybox on, we talk about getting rid of it altogether.
Mm.
Because all we want is the channels that are on Freeview, so why not just get Freeview?
Mm.
Trouble is then we have to pay to get the aerial fixed, and really I want HD. Got the telly, want to put something into it. But I'm not
These
paying
and other
for
problems.
Arts World HD. There's nothing fucking on Arts World HD.
Deep Space Nine, then. Avery Brooks, who has done nothing since Deep Space Nine,
nothing.
Apart from he did a film called 15 Minutes.
He was in American History X.
He was in American History X, which was during DS9.
Right.
And then he was in... or just after
minutes.
Deep Space Nine, and then 15 Minutes with Robert De Niro,
Robert and
Ed Burns, and Kelsey Grammer.
Awful film.
Awful film.
Why
awful
was Robert
film.
De Niro in that movie? Why was
awful
anyone in that movie?
Film.
The one with the two Russian guys videotaping everything.
Yeah,
I went to the cinema to see that, and by God, I was pissed off.
I saw it on video.
Such a bad movie. Avoid
and,
that movie.
Kim Cattrall as well, wasn't it?
Was she?
Yeah, she was in that. Really bad film.
Bad, bad film.
Bad film. And that was the last film he was in. And that was 2002 or 2001 or something like that.
I hope
like
he's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then.
I don't know what else he's doing. I mean, he just must have just stopped doing film work. I mean, he was a professor for acting. He had a PhD in acting, which or something like that.
That's so...
Which means that you have to invent something different about acting, which I don't know how you do that, but apparently he did. So
I don't think that's just terrible that there's such a thing.
I actually now question the validity of that statement. But I know he's got a doctorate or something in acting. And
because
he can,
there's enough controversy in the world over whether a degree in dance is worth the same as a degree in biomechanical engineering.
Of course it's not worth the same. It's worth different things.
You know,
it's different measures, different skill set.
It's quite...
If you put a bioengineer into a dance competition, he's going to come out flat out last, and therefore his degree is pretty shit. You put a dancer in a biochemical engineering field, and she's not really going to... Or he's not going to... Well, that was a massive generalization, wasn't it? Then they are not going to be able to compete with the other biochemical engineers, are they? So
it's
all depending on the field that you're working in.
The people who did the degree in dance wouldn't be as skilled dancers as the people who went to dance school. ironically enough.
Depending on what you're looking at, there's also dance theory and academic dance and history of dance.
With the performing arts careers, in fact, arts degrees in general, was do you need a degree in it to be able to do it? If you want to be a teacher, you need a degree in teaching
yes.
and all that sort of thing.
Well, now you don't.
To be a physicist, you need a physics degree. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a painter, you need a paintbrush, some canvas, and some paint.
Yeah.
Really?
But, to be fair, you have to... Well, no. It's better to be skilled in these things and to actually understand what you're doing.
I'm sure you can learn.
And there's the whole thing is like, well, I don't need to know what other people did. I don't need to know whatever people did in the past. But quite frankly, you need to know the rules before you can break them.
That's very true. Wow, you've just sort of put that in perspective for me now. I feel better about the world.
Good.
That's good.
Alexander Siddig, now that's probably the...
He's doing bloody all right. He's playing Arabs now.
Yes.
And seeing as there's a lot of Arabs around these days on in the
There's media, a lot of call for them in film and television
he's
at the moment.
In demand, so he was, of course, in Syriana. And now in 24.
Managed to wangle very positive Arab parts, actually. Bully for him. Probably... refuses to do anything other than that, but the part in Syriana was a very positive portrayal of
it. Was wasn't it?
And as was in 24.
Of course. He was also in that one with the dragons.
I didn't see that. Well, Christian Bale.
I keep wanting to say In the Line of Fire, but it's not.
Rain of Fire. And he was in
awful
Vertical
film.
Limit as well, which is also an awful film. I've been reliably informed. I think he dies in both of them. Does he die in Rain of Fire?
He's not in it long enough to die.
Right, okay.
From what I remember, he's only just in it. He's in a blink and you miss it kind of. Why did you turn up? That must have cost more money to fly you from the set of DS9 to do that scene than they paid you.
He was in Spooks as well. He was in an episode of Spooks.
Nobody watched that.
No. But yeah, it was quite odd to see him coming back and doing a bit of British TV. It's weird.
I want more people to do British TV like that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Alexander Siddig, Patrick Stewart, Marina, what's her name?
She's bad though.
Yeah.
God, you should have seen that movie with the virus. At the end, they kill it with a Game Boy, man. A Game Boy. They program a Game Boy. With the buttons on the front of it.
Don't.
How do you do that?
Don't. Just stop talking. I don't want to know about this. This is hurting me.
It's bad.
Just even thinking about it.
Oh, and she looks fucked now as well. That's worth noting. Some of these people. Patrick Stewart is a man approaching 70.
And looks
he's looking
exactly
good
the
for
same.
It.
Well, the thing with Patrick Stewart is he's a bit like Leslie Nielsen and Steve Martin in that he looks exactly the same as he did in June in 1984. So
yes,
that was the thing when you shocked when you put on June and you realised that 1984 he looked exactly the same as he did in 1994.
Marina Sirtis, now I'm trying to think where I saw this might have been an extra on one of the next gen DVDs. Botox.
Really?
Botox, man. All the Botox.
Right.
All of it.
All of it.
Not as bad as Nicole Kidman, but then who is?
Right.
Maybe Cher. I'd love to see those two try and smile at each other.
I'm so afraid, but my face can't express it.
I can't think...
Who else in DS9?
Well, of course, as you said, Quark and Odo
are in Boston Legal.
And of course, Quark was in Buffy as well.
Yes.
At the same time as he was Quark, apparently.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Kira, seen her in nothing.
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 She was in a film with Alec Baldwin last year.
Oh dear.
As a headmistress. I can see her doing that kind of part.
Headmistresses
kind of character.
Headmistry.
Hell no, that's nice. Of course, we're forgetting the chief.
Chief O'Brien.
Chief O'Brien.
Was in, of course,
Paul Meany.
No, I want to say Lockstock. That's wrong. Layer cake. It's the L word that threw me off.
But he'd been in lots of things. He was the baddie in Under Siege. Well, he was the baddie's henchman in Under Siege.
Yeah.
And he got shot in the back. And really annoying.
He was good in The Commitments.
Good in The Commitments. Did you ever see an Englishman who went up a hill but came down the mountain?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I saw
quite
that.
A quaint little film. I don't mind it at all to say it had Hugh Grant in it.
Huge, long title, though.
The Englishman who went up a hill but came down a mountain.
Yeah.
What else would you call it? It's quite a good. It's quite a good. It says does what it says on the tin.
Does what it says on the tin. Right. Pretty much sums up the story as well. It would be kind of like saying the Italian gangster who rose to power after his father died and calling it The Godfather. You know, it's, yeah, it's that sort of thing.
Mind you, people have trouble with movies you should see.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to, it's about movies you should see, not movies you haven't seen. Toss pot. And no, not everybody's seen Jurassic fucking Park.
Yeah.
That one. And I can't believe that.
This isn't just you think it's bollocks, though. So
no, sorry.
Let's not get onto that.
What was I going to say? Terry Farrell, Dax.
Dax.
She was in Becker for a couple of seasons. Now, that was an awful sitcom. Mm. Ted Danson is responsible for some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly.
Oh, I saw Loch Ness.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Yeah.
That was just terrible.
You'd blocked that out of your mind, hadn't
you? Yeah. When he left Cheers and decided to announce to the world that he did actually have a bald patch, he got bad. Because he made Made in America with Whoopi Goldberg
that
and
was
Will
terrible.
Smith. That was terrible. And then 3 Men and a Little Lady.
That was all right. Well, no, Baby was all right.
Yeah, you sort of got the feeling that he'd done 3 Men and a Baby, so thought he'd done all right in a film, and then left Cheers with his notoriety from Cheers to pursue his film career, and it landed on its arse because he was actually a bit crap.
And then appeared in things like Saving Private Ryan. Actually, going back to 3 Men and a Little Baby, which seems to be a recurring theme in this episode, but have you noticed, like, the three main characters in that are played by Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson.
Yeah.
It's like three of the nearly big stars of all time.
Tom Selleck was fucking huge in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
He's still quite big.
But he's now the, you know, he's not even Alec Baldwin level. He's like the minor little part every now and then kind of character, you know, the guest spot in Friends.
I like to think he has a little more respect than Alec Baldwin.
I don't think he does.
Do you not think?
Yeah, he hides behind that tash.
He was good in Friends, but that was the last time I saw him in anything.
Saw him in and out with Kevin.
Oh, In and Out with that was
with Matt Dillon.
All right,
and Oscar and
yeah, you know,
my teacher's gay.
And he's gay. I'm not gay.
It was.
It turns out he is.
Even as a heterosexual man, I found that quite insulting. But yeah, we digress again. Who else in DS9? And that's Jake Kirk-Lofton. Never going to see him.
He's gone. Goodbye. The kid who played Nog, I've actually seen in quite a few things.
He was
big with the Disney people for a while and was in a couple of series of Boy Meets World. And I believe he did a voice in a Goofy movie. If you remember that. Never seen it. But
no.
There you go. Not seen him on TV for a while. I think that's everyone in DS9.
Yeah.
Enterprise, now then.
Voyager, mate. Voyager.
Oh, Voyager, sorry.
Voyager.
Going ahead. I've not seen anyone
in Voyager.
Anything else?
No, me neither.
Only Star Trek. Oh, I tell a lie. What's the name? Janeway was in a film called Camp Nowhere with Christopher Lloyd for about 3 minutes.
Never seen that.
Awful
the only
film.
Person I've seen in anything other than Star Trek Voyager was Tuvok.
And that's
Tim Russ, and that was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine,
yeah.
Star Trek The Next Generation,
yeah.
Star Trek Enterprise. That, no, that's it.
That's it. So they were all rubbish.
Yeah.
But we hate all... Oh, of course, Robert Picardo, the Doctor.
Robert Picardo, yes. Ah, forgot
now,
about
Now, he's
him.
Been in
Why, I always forget
stuff.
About him, because he's like the shining little bead of quality in Voyager, isn't he? He's brilliant.
Yeah, now, of course... He was in The Burbs.
He was in Total Recall.
Total Recall. He was the cowboy in Inner Space.
Mm-hmm. He was the Johnny Cab in Total Recall.
Yes, he was.
And
may have been in Gremlins 2. Yes, he was. Gremlins 2.
I've seen
Lots
him
of
in
80s
something
films.
As an arsehole. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the DS9 episode. He's an arsehole on that.
Fair enough.
And yeah, he's been in a fair few things. He's managed to get around. Who else was that? There was somebody else. Jennifer Lynn was in American History X, and that was it.
I've seen 7 of 9 in a couple of things.
Yeah.
She was in a couple of episodes of
Dark Skies.
Dark Skies. And
Did you ever
two
watch
and a half
that?
Men, no.
Oh, I watched all of that. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
She was in 2 and a Half Men. Charlie Sheen pulled her. As he does.
Right.
That was pretty much it. We're done with Voyager there, aren't
yeah.
we? Then, okay, Enterprise. Scopacool has not been in anything since Enterprise that I've seen.
I didn't think he was in anything post-Quantum Leap, except Enterprise.
Oh, he was in American Beauty and a film called Unnecessary Roughness.
Mm.
An American football film didn't do very
well
over
here. Complete blank.
Not very good either. You see,
American sports movies kind of don't really...
No, because we don't get the international one. Because we're like, why are you wearing so much padding? What's with the padding?
All the padding. But no, it's weird, isn't it? America has their own set of sports. Everywhere else plays cricket, football,
rugby, tennis.
You know, all the major sports like that we play in.
No,
this
they
country.
Do tennis. We have to give them tennis.
Do they?
They're pretty much sort of dominating the tennis world and have for a little while. It used to be us, but then we got Tim Henman.
But baseball, no one else plays baseball.
Don't the Japanese play
it? The Cubans play it. That's it.
And they call it the World Series.
Yeah, it's just America. American football. Oh, yeah, rugby with padding.
You'd think you're hard. Take your padding off and stand there while Jonah Lomu tackles you. And then we'll talk.
Maybe they're actually smarter for having the padding, really.
No, rugby's about the fact that you have to be a man because it hurts and it's meant to hurt.
Yeah, but every rugby player is the ugliest, battered fucker
because
in the world.
Because it hurts.
You've
got to be a man to
play
rugby.
That's why I don't play rugby.
Yeah.
That's why you don't play rugby.
I was told I had a good build for rugby.
Yeah.
But
me too.
When I chipped this tooth and it still pushed across the other tooth, like, no, thank you. I don't need to play sport enough to get hurt. I've got a Mega Drive. Mm. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And so now I podcast and I'm a bit tubby. What can I say? Not my fault. I saw a trailer for a movie the other night with Jolene Blalock in it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the movie was called, but it actually looked quite good. It had Ice Cube, LL Cool J, and someone else in it who...
Do you know what LL Cool J stands for?
No.
Ladies love really cool James.
They might do. We don't know.
No. But it was pointed out by some comedian at some point. What kind of fucking nickname is that?
Not a good one.
No.
Well, it could be quite an app.
Well, no, it's a good nickname, but, you know, you get that at school?
Possibly. I don't know. But, yeah, she's got a film. Ray Liotta. That was it. Her and Ray Liotta. It actually looked quite good.
Right.
And she has, like, dreadlocks in it as well, which looks quite crazy.
Mm.
Because she should be a Vulcan, but she's not really.
Anyone else in Enterprise?
No, anyone else from Enterprise.
Hoshi Trip.
No. Malcolm was in the Tim Allen Martin short film Jungle to Jungle.
Hmm.
You won't have seen that.
No.
I doubt you'll ever see that.
No.
Unless one day you have children who find it and insist on watching it.
Hmm.
That's the only way you're going to see it.
Right.
You won't like it.
Okay.
That's it. They've not. None of them have been in anything else because they all suck ass.
Right.
Really?
No, I mean,
one was on the other night. They're rerunning it on Sky, and it came on, and you're like, no.
No.
Dr. Phlox has been in a couple of things.
Has he?
Yes, he was in an episode of 6 Feet Under. I believe he was the. He might have died. Or something like that. He was in a brilliant episode of Nip Tuck where he played this guy who had this psychological condition that he should be, where he thought he should be missing a limb, right? And he came to McNamara Troy to ask them to remove his leg even though it was perfectly healthy. And it was a whole psychological sort of, he's a nutter, should he do it? What's really wrong with him? Doesn't he have the right to cut his own leg off if he wants to? If you don't do it, he's going to do it himself at home and kill himself, whatever. It's quite cool.
Yeah.
And he was in Out of Sight with Denzel Washington and I want to say Eva Mendes, but it might not be.
Out of Sight?
Out of Time.
Yeah. Which also had somebody else from Star Trek, I'm sure.
Don't know.
Or maybe it was just that.
Wasn't that good.
Out of Sight was George Clooney and...
Jennifer Lopez and the Wobbly Jelly Snow.
Mm.
Look out for the snow at the end of that movie, folks. It's made of jelly.
Yeah, it usually is.
It is, but it's really bad. It's so noticeably bad on that film. It's comical.
Thank you, you've ruined that film for me.
You have to watch it and see the crap snow that looks like
watched
we made
it a dozen times and never noticed it.
You'll see it.
Right.
Near the end.
Okay.
I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Well, we've done everyone.
We've done everyone. There's been no... just trying to think of anyone coming into any of the movies. They've not really... They don't have famous guest stars in movies.
They
generally.
Do. The villains are usually fairly famous. I mean,
Stamp.
Ricardo Montalban is not particularly...
He was bigger before our time.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd, obviously, is big. There wasn't a villain in 4. 5, don't think about it.
In 4, the villain was us.
Yeah. Christopher... the Whaler.
Yeah, the Whaler.
The Christopher Plummer, he's big. He was in loads of stuff.
He was really good, I thought.
He is really good, generally. He was in loads of films last year. He was in The New World, Inside Man. There was a few that he was in. I can't remember offhand, but there was loads he was in recently.
Have you
and
ever
he's been
seen...
playing sort of like old British men.
Yeah, have you ever seen The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I have, yes. I had to think about it for a second there.
Because when I first saw The Sound of Music, I'd already seen him as General Kang. And when he's singing Edelweiss, it's not as sweet.
Mm.
It sort of ruins it, because I'm imagining him with an eye patch bolted to his skull.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a wonderful little touch.
Yeah,
do you want a strap for this?
Yeah.
No. Just get me some screws and a screwdriver. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But what about when you want to watch it? Wash it. Only pussies washed eye patches. Mm. I'm Klingon warrior. I'll itch it.
They got the Sound of Music, which was directed by Robert Wise, who directed Star Trek The Motionless Picture.
You're joking.
Nope.
Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why The Sound of Music's so boring as well.
As well, yeah. Let's make a musical about Nazi-occupied Austria. Yay!
That's worth thinking about. If you're ever feeling trodden down by the world because you're a Trek fan, which you shouldn't do, but I understand there's a lot of pressures out there for this to be a reasonably uncool thing.
Mm.
Just remind yourself that you're not as bad as those people who dress up as nuns and go to sing-along showings of The Sound of Music at cinemas.
Yeah.
Nobody's that bad.
Nobody's
they're the bottom
bad.
Of the food chain. Not mm-hmm. us. Not us. Dress up in all the Klingon uniforms you want. You are not as bad as those sing-along karaoke fuckers. They are psychos. Who has their own nun uniform for their own pleasure?
Nuns.
Outside of any sort of dirty sexual thing.
Yeah. Stop talking about this. Again, no.
We have nothing else
terrible.
To discuss on this subject.
Terrible.
That's where everybody is. We've got
But the other
covered.
Villains, F. Abram Murray's was... you killed Mozart. Daniel said you killed Mozart.
F. Murray Abram.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, you killed Mozart. You did. He was brilliant
in
Amadeus. Great film.
Yeah.
Won all the Oscars.
He played Hannibal Leecher in Loaded Weapon 1.
Yes, he did. So, I can't believe your taste in comedy. Because you're going to reference that and everyone's going to think, Loaded Weapon 1, Loaded Weapon. And they'll look it up on IMDb and they'll go, that one! That one.
It was brilliant when
and
he turns to Emilio
Estevez. Samuel
Westerbez.
L. Jackson was in it. Oh, yeah.
And Bruce Willis. And Whoopi Goldberg. And William Shatner.
God.
And Dennis Leary. And Denise Richards. And Charlie Sheen. It's brilliant.
I so saw that film at the cinema twice.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
It's awesome. When he turns around to Emilio Estevez and says, quid pro quo, and Emilio Estevez says, what does that mean? He says, well, that means I'm pretentious. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's genius.
You have it here, don't you?
Yeah, I have
I'll
it here.
I'll borrow it off you.
Yeah.
And see if you're right, but I don't think
it
you
is
are.
Terrible, but it's brilliant. At the
William
same time.
Shatner's in it, isn't
William
he?
Shatner's
that'll
in
be
it.
Great film.
And Tim Curry as well.
You don't need any more
it's
than William
an
Shatner.
It's an all star cast.
Yeah, Tim Curry, he's huge.
He was huge, briefly.
He was, yeah.
After Home Alone 2, he became huge for about a year and did Congo and...
That was his reprisal after Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Do you know someone wrote to us through the Movies You Should See thing and said, you should do Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Do you know what? I've seen the stage play 3 times, 3 different productions of it.
Yeah.
I've never seen the film.
I've seen the film.
Hmm.
You won't like it.
Right.
I didn't like it. there comes a point where you sit thinking, I'm watching Tim Curry in lingerie singing and dancing. Life's far too short. Mm. And this is far too crap.
James Doohan is in Loaded Weapon as well.
Is he really?
As Scotty.
There you go.
Yeah, he
if
can't
talk
get, he,
about enough films. We'll
Scotty, what's wrong with the cappuccino machine? I don't know, sir, but if I put it any harder, it'll blow. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Of course. I'm leaving here tonight with that DVD then. Watch Hot Shots 2 not long ago as well. That was, yeah. That was quite good.
Yeah.
You and your comedy.
Yeah, I love my spoof.
All your films are generally like headaches on film, but with subtitles in orange and white, with like a throbbing white that actually gives you a headache. But then you have comedies that are the weirdest ones. Let's end this show then.
Let's end this. Right. Thank you very much for listening. A little bit of housekeeping here. If you'd like to vote for us on Podcast Alley, go ahead and do that.
Dig us on Dig.
Dig us on Dig if you are a Dig user. Also,
you can join the forum if you want to talk to us and other people
about Star Trek. Or if you want to listen to any of our other shows, we have Movies You Should See, The Definitive Word, or Do You Think That's Just Bollocks? Weekend Watches. And you can find them all under Simply Syndicated / Simply Here.
Also, we're running a little campaign at the moment, which we're referring to as Gizquid. We're dangerously low on equipment. We broke a microphone and all that sort of thing, and we need a bit of help at the moment.
Since the start of this campaign, we have been donating.
People have been fantastic.
Very generous, fantastically generous.
I'd like to say a big thank you to anyone who's donated anything so far. It's been fantastic.
Yes.
And the response has just been incredible. But we need some more, really. So if you can help us out and give us £1, we sort of worked out if everybody gave us £1, we'd be laughing. Just £1. There's a PayPal button, donation button on the website, simplysyndicated.com/makeitso. Nip on over there. We'd really appreciate some help, and we can get some lovely new equipment and make things sound gorgeous.
And what is a quid at the end of the day? A bottle of Coke.
It's fuck all.
Not even a pack of fags.
Not even
your bus fare, man.
No.
Just a quid.
£1.50 from my house into town.
Yeah, £1.50 from
my
house
pound
into town.
Here, you're going to get loads more. So alternatively, go to the store. There's stuff you can buy from.
Yes, if you want
and
something
for
that's
probably the best way to do it.
That is the best way to do it. If you want to listen to say an old episode of Movies You Should See, maybe you missed our review on The Shawshank Redemption. No, don't get The Shawshank Redemption because you need to fix the button.
I still haven't fixed the button.
But if you want to listen to like our review on Layer Cake or 28 Days Later or Star Trek 2, we reviewed Star Trek 2. It was our second ever show.
One.
It was a good show, that one. If you want to listen to that, it's how much is it in the store?
£1.50.
And you can download that from the store.
That's all. £1.15, and it goes a long way.
It does.
It does. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thank you very much.